You take the good, you take the bad, you put it together, you have the facts of Greg. The facts of Greg. There's other lyrics to this song that I don't know, but then it goes back to the facts of Greg. The facts of Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It is the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Vin Diesel.
And we're still debating this Kanye thing. Yesterday,
Greg Jake is so mad at Kanye West that it's all he thinks about, which is hilarious to me.
It's not all I think about. There's a lot of other things I think about. Yesterday, you sent me the video that James Franco and Seth Rogen did.
Which is hilarious.
It is 100% hilarious. And Josh Fortuna and I sat right here and we watched it yesterday, giggling our little butts off.
Even better, they posted a side-by-side video of the two videos together, and they're pretty much dead on.
It is all, it's frame for frame.
It's
genius
great.
On their part.
Yes.
And I give Seth Rogen and James Franco the title of genius in this because what they did was actually funny and it made sense. But what Kanye did was he took a piece of crap song and he made a piece of crap video. And that there are people that think that that's good. And that diminishes art. And for somebody like Kanye to be like, I'm an artist. I'm a god. People should listen to what I do. And he's going to put out crap? That's crap. You can sit there all day long with your hand in your face.
I'm just going to keep letting you keep talking because you can keep being as stupid as you want to be.
How am I being stupid? You have to admit
that... Diminishes art?
Yes.
To be creative. Diminishes art.
There's nothing creative about that song or the video.
Nothing creative.
Nothing.
Not a single thing.
No.
So there's no reason why it has like 100 million views on YouTube.
It's because it's so bad and people are drawn to things that suck. Like, look at Rebecca Black. Was that a good song? No. Yet it had bajillions of views because it was terrible. Kanye West is the equivalent of Rebecca Black and vice versa.
That might be the dumbest thing. And you've said a lot of dumb things in your day.
Hey, look.
Like, for example, why didn't Bruno Mars get a pirate ship for his Treasure video? Hands down the dumbest thing ever said.
Bruno Mars.
You've just topped that.
The song Treasure is a great song, okay? I love that song. It's a fantastic song. But yet, instead of being able to think outside the box and doing something completely creative.
Outside the box.
He
recorded a disco song in 2007 or 2013.
And then made a disco video.
Yeah, because who else is doing that?
Make a disco song and come up with a different video.
No.
Why? Because he's doing exactly what's happened already in the 70s.
Because that's what it's supposed to be.
No, see, he could have done something
different.
If it
was on a pirate ship, it would have been a better video.
No, that would be dumb.
He could have scantily clad women on a pirate ship. He could be out there dancing and gyrating around with a patch over his eye.
I really hope creative people never listen to you because you will destroy any creative idea.
I am one of the most creative people you'll ever meet in your whole life. So take that. Anyway, the Kanye video and the Kanye song.
The Kanye video is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And that is, it's generating press for him because people are like, wow, what is this? What's going on? Why are so many people talking about it? And then you have James Franco and Seth Rogen who make a great, loving tribute to
the video.
That's
what you want to call it?
Yes.
I think that those two guys think the song and the video suck so bad that they had to enhance it by making their own video so that it's actually worth watching.
Judging from the way Rogan and Franco are, there's no way they thought this song and video is so bad. We need to do that. They said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if I'm topless on the motorcycle like Kim Kardashian and we do the video? And it probably wouldn't take them very long because all you need is green screen, a motorcycle, and two people.
And a bunch of crappy nature scene cuts.
So good. I love you, Kanye West. You're a genius.
There's nothing genius
about
that.
You're a genius and a god.
You're delusional, man.
I'm not delusional. You're just hating.
I'm not hating.
You're clearly hating.
I am not hating.
You're pouring out haterade.
Kanye's not good. All right? I'm going to just say it.
The best rapper.
He's not the best rapper.
Right now? Yes, he
still,
is.
Still, no, there are people that are so underground that could blow him out of the water.
Kendrick Lamar looks like he's going to be a great rapper. Is he the best rapper right now? Not yet, because Kanye West has killed it for years.
Why is Kanye the best rapper? If you take Kanye and you line him up with all the other great rappers of our time, why would he be better than all of them? What makes him better than all the other great rappers? Is he better than Jay-Z?
Yes, right now.
You can't say his beats are better because you have that new album, and the new album is nothing but just
incredible.
It's just noise.
It's incredible.
That's honey. Disjointed verse here. Bah, bah, bah. That song sucks.
It's creative.
No, it's not. It sucks.
Who else is doing that right now?
People that are smart are doing that. That song is not a hit on the radio. It's not a radio hit.
It's a great song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why is it a great song?
It's catchy. It's got you talking about it. I love the song. I love the beat. I love the honey. I love the hook that goes on it.
You're an idiot
too. I know you're tired of losing. That song is great, and nobody here agrees with you. Not a single person.
You like that song, Flip?
100%.
Rico, you like that song?
I like the video more.
Really?
It's face, because it has naked Kim Kardashian in it. That's why.
He knows what's right. It's winning.
It's winning.
The song sucks. The video sucks. There's nothing. I can't.
You're so wrong right now, and you're curling up in a ball because you're so wrong.
No, I'm not curling up in a ball.
Fetal position.
All right. Well, the song sucks. The video sucks. Well, that's fine. Dude, that's fine. You guys can come confront me all
of it. I'm saying, so just know that ain't nobody doing this to him shit.
Well,
right now, you're the man in his trailer shaking his fists at the kids in the yard. That's what you are. Hey, turn down that racket. I'm 38.
Oh,
I have to get to bed.
That's not that. Like, I embrace.
That's exactly what you are.
I embrace all kinds of stuff. I just think that song and video suck. That's it. I have my opinion.
You have it.
You.
It's a big dumb opinion.
You big stupid youth. You dumb youth of America have your opinion. And you can roll with it. That's fine.
Hey, get your ball out of my yard.
You know what? You can kick the ball into my yard all you want. I'll come out and play with you guys. But I am going to stick by my guns and tell you that that song and that video suck.
And I'm going to stick by my guns and say you're wrong. I love you, buddy.
There you go.
This has been greatness.
All right, so on to another shocking topic of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Family Guy person?
I used to be. Then it fell off for a while.
I watched it for a little bit. It's too spastic for me to like sit there and really watch it over and over and over again.
It's become a parody of itself at this point.
Well, they announced yesterday. Well, they didn't announce. It happened on the show. They killed Brian.
Yeah.
The dog. And I don't understand the move of killing Brian. Go for it.
Seth MacFarlane is done doing the voices on the show. He's over it. There's plenty of people that can do a Peter Griffin voice. There's plenty of people that can do the Stewie voice. How many people can do his voice?
Not many.
So now he can have somebody do Peter's voice. He can have somebody do Stewie's voice. And he doesn't have to do Brian's voice
anymore. And he can just sit back and relax.
He's made his millions. He pretty much owns Fox at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Let me kill off my character. We'll bring in somebody to be Peter. This goes down on my workload. I can write more movies. I can go host more things. Now my brand is going up.
Yeah.
So he's done with voicing Family Guy.
Genius.
I ain't mad at you, Seth.
No.
I'm not watching your show anymore, but when you do stuff in public, you're pretty funny.
I love that guy.
Ted was pretty funny.
Yep.
I enjoy your comedy. I wish that Family Guy wasn't a shell of what it was when I watched it, because now it's just like...
Too many jump cuts and crazy things.
How random can we make this?
Right, that's the problem with it. I'm pretty random, and as you know, but sometimes it's just too random for me.
I'm
like, my brain hurts.
Yeah,
I can't handle it. But anyway, I just thought that was pretty pretty shocking that they would kill off a main character like that.
I did too, and then I analyzed the root of it.
Good logic.
That's pretty much what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's lessen my workload so I can write another movie or do whatever else I want to do.
Yeah, buddy. All right, and the last thing that I have for you is we get this magazine at my house, and it claims to be the first magazine, America's longest running catalog. It's called Homaker Slimmer. Have you ever seen this magazine?
Is this like a Sky Mall?
Kind of, but it has some of the most ridiculous things you'll ever see in your life. So, for example,
exactly
on the cover,
like
on the cover here, that's an F1
It's a Formula One. This is a header, mm-hmm. which is where the when the pistons pump and then the exhaust comes out. This mm-hmm. one directs it to where the muffler would go.
So that is an actual F1, you know, piston, whatever header, and it is now used as a docking station for your iPod.
I mean, it's pretty clever. It's got speakers and stuff.
Let me show you. How much do you think that sucker's going to run?
Oh, it's going to be $1,000.
$1,000?
I'm going to say $1,000.
Okay, let me find this sucker real quick here in the magazine. Can I get some production music under here? Dude, it's going to be on like the last page. Here it is. It's on page 78. The Formula One speaker dock. This is the iPhone speaker dock made from the exhaust manifold of a retired Formula One race car. Crafted in Modena, Italy, the city considered to be the cradle of Italian race innovation. The dock is constructed from the left or right manifold of a retired 8-cylinder F1 engine of your choosing, including a 1978 Cosworth DFV, 2006 Renault RS26, 2007 Ferrari 056, and others. Blah, 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 blah.
If you guessed 8,500, you don't win anything.
Yeah. So that thing... That's a nice little $8,500 gift that you can buy for your racing fan who has an iPod from the Homaker Slimmer magazine. Now, hold on. Let me show you some other stuff real quick. I'll let you do some reading afterwards.
Okay, because I want to read this now. I want to see what the most ridiculous thing is. It might be that header.
That's pretty ridiculous. That's one of the most expensive things in there. But would you like to unwrap underneath your Christmas tree the drifting adult trike?
Yes. Oh my God, that would be great.
They have in the Homaker Slimmer magazine a full-size tricycle, big wheel, if you will, for adults.
Oh, there's something in here I have to show Trey. He will love that forever.
The total body support pillow.
Trey will love that forever.
The total body support pillow is a giant pillow in a U-shape.
I want this drifting adult trike.
Isn't that awesome? But look at this. Look what they have on the other page here. The RC combat creature. It's like a crab that's remote controlled. It's like a robotic crab.
Okay, this has now got cooler stuff than Sky Mall.
Oh yeah, it's a real cool magazine. So it's a remote control crab that shoots basically little foam darts at people.
I want the Chewbacca robe.
I know.
Isn't it
great?
You could be Chewy.
I know.
It even has the bandolier.
I know. Yeah, so flip through that for a few minutes and prepare to have your mind blown. Look it up. Homaker Slimmer. Good luck spelling it, because I can't spell it. But it's got a bunch of crazy crap in there. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of The Greg and Greg Show. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow, or you can hit us up on Twitter as well, @GregAndGregShow.
Boo out!
Join us next time on The Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.